Hello, one says.
Hi.
We're using Google Plus again, so if it's bad. Yeah. It was a lot easier this time, though.
It was 6 hours.
Yeah, I know. And I'm listening to the episode in the background, so that's what that is. So, what do you think of it?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I felt like it was kind of boring. Like, I mean, there were good things that happened, but then there were boring parts that I just didn't like.
Lots of people said that. Like, I don't like how August's eyes are, like, completely blue. You know?
Yeah.
Because Eon Bailey's isn't that blue.
Yeah, they're kind of weird. I don't know. They're just kind of weird.
Yeah.
But no, this week's episode had the lowest ratings, like, so far. And it was horrible.
Yeah, I know. They totally ruined, Wooden Swan. Wooden Swan.
Oh yeah, I know. I love that ship. And now it's kind of, now it's just awkward if it happens. Cause, I mean,
at least like, Henry has a buddy now.
Yeah. That's true. He needs some friends.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's, yeah. Who do you think, the dragon is?
Oh my gosh, though. I know this is weird, but I think it's, like, Mushu.
So do I.
From, like, Mulan?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, because he's, like, the red dragon, and he's red.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, his dust is, his, like, powder magic color is red. Everyone's has a color. It's, like, Rumpelstiltskin's is purple, and then Regina's is, like, gray, kind of, you know?
Yeah, and then, like, Corvus is, like, a bluish.
Emma's is just nothing. She just, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't really have, like, a class.
She's just weird. I was like, oh, bird. So I made this Once Upon a Time personality quiz. What?
Yeah.
I made this Once Upon a Time personality quiz. And I actually put Jefferson in it because there isn't any that have him in it.
I know, I don't lie though.
I mean, I never get Jefferson, just because he's never in them.
True.
I mean, I didn't get that far. Jefferson's, like, the only minor character I put. I put Snow, Charming, Henry. I almost forgot to put Henry, but I put Henry. Emma, Ruby, Bay, Jefferson, Jiminy. I think that's it. I love when they flip through the pages and Jefferson's face pops up.
I know, I was like, oh, Jefferson!
I was like, oh my god! I was like, fangirling. I saw on Amazon a poster with Sebastian Stan's signature on it, and I'm like, must buy, must buy. But I didn't because I'm afraid it might be a fake.
Yes. Oh, no.
I found this one book that's like all you could know about Sebastian Stan. I'm like, psh, I mastered that book. I'm still gonna get it, but I mastered that book. Because I'm weird. Okay. So, have you heard about, the cast's kicks?
Their kick accounts?
Yeah.
Okay, they're fake. Don't even.
I figured.
Not be affiliated with themselves and those accounts.
Yeah.
They are not real.
I searched Sebastian Stan, and it was just a role player. And I could tell because his name was Bucky, so I'm like, oh, yay, thanks. Can you at least pretend to be Sebastian Stan?
No, it's like, all these people are posting pictures of their conversations on Instagram with either Jennifer Goodwin or Josh Dallas or Colin O'Donoghue.
And yeah, I did it for the fun of it.
Huh?
I did that for the fun of it. It's like the commercial where he poops in the toilet or something. Or in the bathtub. Strange. If you guys are, like, using, subtitles, we're not really saying that. Okay? Because I was watching our last podcast in subs. It was strange. It was really strange. So we're not really saying that. No. YouTube subs suck.
Saying what?
Like our talking. Because on YouTube it has subtitles now. Yeah. Strange. So, second episode, they don't have fairy tale flashbacks.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That kind of cut off.
What?
It was kind of fuzzy, what you just said.
I was talking about how I don't like tomorrow. Like, how should I just go die?
Wow. Like, speaking of that, they're kind of, I mean, I know this isn't their intentions, but they're kind of being superstitious, I guess. Because of the magical Asian and the evil black person. Magical Asian. I don't think she likes Greg. I mean, they have a really adorable relationship. They should both die. Both go die in a hole.
Yeah. Yeah, Greg and Tamara made out at the end of the episode. I just closed my eyes. That was not a good sight.
I figured a lot of people would do that. I was watching anyway. I'm like, with the Captain Hook eyebrows, like, what?
Yeah, that's, like, not okay.
My God. I'm watching the fish part. I love the part when she's like shooting arrows and she's listening to like one of my favorite songs, just like pew, pew.
I know, I was like, thank God she's finally like, shooting her arrows and she's I was so happy about that. I was so proud of her. Except she misses the tree. She's supposed to have perfect aim and she misses the tree and hits August.
She's not supposed to have perfect aim, that's Hawkeye. Don't get confused. Yeah. I have no blood in my feet no more. Why would August be in Hong Kong? Out of all the places, Hong Kong. So yeah, the dragon. Why would he have a beard? Oh wait, no, that makes sense. Never mind, Mushu does too. So, like, I was talking about this at school, right? And I was like, who do you think the dragon is? And then they're just like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, I think it's Mushu. And then this kid that doesn't walk once upon a time is like, what do you mean? Is he a cow? I'm like, no, but he thinks horses are cows. Nice. It doesn't snow here.
This is like the first time it's actually snowed.
I loved how the necklace was like his string.
I know. Oh, that was so adorable.
And it had the whale on it. Yeah, and the, Monstro. I mean, I love how these creators think they're so clever, but the most famous, theories are always what's true.
Exactly! Like,
Tomorrow was her, and, Neo with Bay. The best. I want to know what Tomorrow's plan is and how she met Greg. Maybe there was this, if you believe in magic meeting. August, Tamara, and Neil all went. They're not Neil, Greg all went. And they're just like, oh, we believe in magic. And then August was hoping to see Emma there, but I don't know. I'm just making stuff up.
Yes.
I love how they made the, Mother Superior, you're our only hope reference again. Because they did that last time with Star Wars, because it was a Star Wars reference. Mother Superior, you're our only hope. Yeah, there was this, podcast, AfterBuzz TV, and they got an interview with them. I hate it when other podcasts get interviews, because once podcasts got interviews with David Anders, and, his name escapes me, but, Gerhardt Actor, and then, AfterBuzz TV also got an interview with Gerhardt, so I'm guessing he's really easy to get. And then they also got something Connor Tracy, starts with K. Yes.
Yeah, that father's I'm about her new show's about to come on. Excited.
Yeah, they were just like talking up her kids, and then they're just like, "You think that would you like your daughter to become an actor?" And then she's like, "Oh God, no." Tamara's a good actor that acts as an actor.
Huh?
Tamara's a good actor for as an actor. Okay. Sonequa is a good actor that acts as an actor.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, she is. I don't know. I'm still kind of scarred.
No one likes her.
I don't like her just because she practically killed August, which kind of destroyed Wooden Swan because Emma can't tase the Tin Girl.
That doesn't make sense. You can't tase wood.
I know! Oh my God. That's exactly what I was saying during that. I was like, okay, he's wooden. It wouldn't kill him.
I know, and also with the dragon, would it really kill him if he's magical?
Yeah, he's like that, and it's just like he's like, you have no idea what I'm capable of.
And then he like makes a whole puff of magic and then just dies.
Yeah, he just stands there and lets her tase him. Like, why does he first of all get so close? Second of all, why doesn't he fight back?
And he said that he knows what she's up to or something.
Yeah. That was a smart dragon, though.
Yeah. It must take forever for this editing.
Huh?
I can't wait. It must take forever for this editing. Yeah, I can't wait till magic is or price of magic.
That'll be cool.
I really want to see the behind the scenes for Yeah. I really want to see the behind the scenes of the fire room because Jennifer Morrison's just like, oh my God, that was hilarious. You guys look stupid. I was searching for it on YouTube.
Did you ever find it?
No. Sadly, no.
Maybe it'll be in like this season 2.
Yes. I would love that.
That would be the best.
There's an ad again. And it's not playing. I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ruined. This is like the first ship they ever killed. I still can't. I mean, they temporarily destroyed Rumbau.
Really.
They temporarily.
Yeah.
I still can't think of any other relationships between Snow and Charming.
Well, there was this whole thing on Twitter today between, like, a couple hundred people.
Oh yeah, there's also now Tamara and Greg. I have a question, are they husband or just dating? God damn Google Plus. Okay, Google Plus is being stupid, so I can barely hear you. I'll reopen it. Hold on, people. I'm just gonna keep talking to you. There we go. Okay, it's working. It's working. That's what I said.
Okay. Sorry, you're freaking out a little.
Ah. See, he even had the red pinkish magic thingy. I got that part. Mushu.
Oh, yeah.
No, see, so I was looking at the credits, because, you know, I always look at the credits. Like, when the actors pop up. And then it showed Mushu, which was XVIAM, I believe, is the actor's name. And I'm like, who's this dude? So I searched him up on Google Images during the episode. And then I'm like, oh, it's him. The dragon. I'm wondering how that one person that's just like, oh, I know someone who can help you, blah, blah, blah.
What?
I'm wondering who that one person is. I was just like, oh, I know someone who can help you, blah, 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 blah. He's the dragon.
Yeah.
Don't you love my invitation? Again. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Well, I'm at the part where Tamara's just like, whatever your thing is, it was your fate. So, anyone else think she's Tiger Lily? Because she kept talking about fate and spirit and stuff. And I'm just talking to myself. You guys like my ringtone? No one can make it out to my hangout. Put the volume up.
pause. Are you and Neil here for the magic? Are you two trying to take the magic from Storybrooke?
Neil has nothing to do with any of this. He knows as much as you do. Actually, now you know a lot more. So do we have a deal?
I can't leave without knowing what you're doing here.
Sure you can. And you will. You're the same man I left in a Hong Kong gutter. A man willing to do anything to save himself. And that's what I'm offering August. Salvation.
You know, I'm all set on towels. That's why you're here.
My hair dry.
I'm here because I realize why you look so familiar to me. It's because we have met before, haven't we? Owen.
He doesn't look like Owen. How would you know that?
I kept this all these years as a reminder of our time together. You were just a boy when you gave this to me. Now look at you. All grown up.
You because you look exactly the same, Regina. It's as if no time has passed for you.
Monthly juice cleanse does wonders for the skin. You could have come to me, Owen. You could have told me who you were and why you're here.
I think you know why I'm here.
I honestly don't.
I'm looking for my father.
Your father? He left shortly after you did. I never saw him again.
I don't believe you.
Be that as it may, it's the truth.
People don't just disappear, Regina.
Scared little boys tend to have overactive imaginations.
I'm not a scared little boy anymore, Madam Mayor. It's taken me a long time to get back here. I'm not leaving without my father.
I'm afraid you are. Because he's not here. I'll let Granny know that you'll be checking out tomorrow.
Or what?
Contrary to what you might think, can't just disappear.
This is all my fault.
Our children make their own decisions, Marco. You can't blame yourself for anything that's happened.
Yes, I can. And you should blame me too. The war dome I built for you. The one that transported Emma to this world. She did not go alone.
Of course she did. The wardrobe only had enough magic to transport one person.
No, that was a lie I made the Blue Fairy tell you. It had enough magic to transport two. And it did. Your daughter. And my son. Pinocchio.
I could have gone with her. With him?
There is no apology I could give that could ever make up for what I did. But I am so sorry.
Mary Margaret! What are you doing? He's apologizing.
But it's okay. I deserve that.
No, that wasn't me. Marco, I am so sorry. I'm not myself. You just made a mistake. I would have done the same thing for my child. I forgive you. You were protecting your son.
No. I burdened him with a weight no child should have to bear. And I called it love.
Because of the technical difficulties? I'll wait for the scene to be over. Till commercial. Turned it off. No, I don't have a scene either. Sorry, guys. He just left Storybrooke. And I have to go now. Sorry, guys. Bye.